Chapter 4, Where is Looksy? Ethan thanked the student for the information as he watched him run down the hill to catch up with his father. "This place is driving me a little crazy. It almost seems like a nightmare, to be honest," Ethan explained, looking worried. "I am still trying to find my guide, Looksy. I've looked all over Welts and can't see him anywhere because..." Landon interrupted, finishing his sentence, "Everyone looks the same." As he sighed and laughed simultaneously, "I should have listened to Mr. Tree. I remember him saying, I should do my research before going into unknown territory," Ethan exclaimed. "So what?" Landon said, "Who is Mr. Tree?" Ethan quickly clarified what he said, fearing Landon would think he was going crazy for talking to a tree. "Oh, never mind, you probably wouldn't understand." "Well," Landon said, "you won't believe it, but I keep hearing this crazy song playing in my head. It's called, If Everyone Looked the Same, ever since I woke up in this place." Ethan watched as Landon sighed and put his hands on both sides of his face. "Do you want to go back? To our world? More than anything in the world," he said with a teardrop in his eye. "This must be my punishment. I feel terrible about my behavior, and I've been here long enough to think. I want to apologize to all the people I've hurt. Harriet and Ethan, will you please forgive me? I want to show you and everyone how genuinely sorry I am and how much I appreciate them for being themselves. It's what makes them special and unique. I'd give anything to see someone different or different kinds of people for a change." Landon continued, "I could die for a sandwich, French fries, or even a baked potato or any real food. My dad doesn't cook much. He has a lot already on his plate since my mother went away. Have you ever eaten Jamaican food?" Ethan asked, smiling. "It's delicious. Jerk barbecue chicken is my favorite. My mama is from Jamaica, and she's a chef. She cooks the best authentic Jamaican food in the whole wide world," he informs his newly found friends. Ethan sighed and stared into the distance. "Boy, do I miss my mama's delicious cooking right now," he remembered. "I can't imagine myself being in Welts for the rest of my life, eating only blue food, and without any culture," Ethan cried. "Do you know what that means, Landon? No culture means no Christmas, no Halloween, no holidays, and, worst of all, no birthday celebrations. Oh my God, what have I done?" Ethan screamed. "I would give anything to look like myself again. I can see clearly now. I think I looked better before, instead of looking like everybody else." He jolted upright and announced, "We must get out of here. Come on, let's look for our friend Looksy." The two boys and Harriet scoured the hillside, far into the endless sea of people, but they saw the people differently this time. Instead of focusing on the looks of people around them, they looked for what their characters did that made them unique. One person liked to skip instead of walking, another whistled as they strolled into the village. One danced, and another sang songs. Another laughed aloud as someone else spoke in soft tones. Ethan and Landon began to see the differences between the people in a place where everyone looked the same. Finally, they noticed their differences. Chapter 4. Activities. All food in the land of Welts is blue. Create blue food like in the land of Welts. You can create blue food with a recipe and add blue food coloring or blueberries to your favorite pancakes or blue cookies. Or you can make and eat whatever you want. Enjoy with family or friends. Blueberry pancakes. Add blueberries to your favorite pancake mix with oils and one fresh egg. Unless you have a complete pancake mix, add water and blueberries. Take pictures of your blue food on your phone or on your parents' phone to share your experience with friends and family to make a sweet memory. Show off your blue cooking skills. What is culture? What would the world be like without culture? Discuss this with your parent, teachers, family, and friends.